At a residential treatment facility in Reno, 24 youth and 11 staff have tested positive for COVID-19. One staff member has died. Willow Springs serves children and teens with behavioral and mental health needs. The Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health is currently investigating the outbreak. KUNR's On Gray examines what's happening at the center, where more test results are pending.
Beneth Tinhorn lives in Elko, and her 15-year-old son is a patient at Willow Springs. It's a more than 100-bed residential treatment hospital for children and teens. She says she's had trouble reaching her son at the center during his stay, and especially all last week.
I called like 10 times every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then with no answer.
She says a staff member at Willow Springs called her on Friday to inform her son had tested positive for COVID-19. That was the first time she learned that he had been tested earlier in the week. Willow Springs did not inform her specifically how many at the facility tested positive. She only learned about the 35 positive cases after a friend forwarded her a TV news report. She tried several times to reach her son on Friday night.
And he tells me, "Oh yeah, Mom, I had a fever and I have my throat hurts," but they put us in a separate unit. He said there's 9 kids in just our unit and one staff member died. And I was like, "What?"
That staff member was in her 30s and had underlying health conditions. Tinhorn says she's worried about her son, but since she has had open heart surgery and other medical issues, she's confused about what to do.
And I want to bring him home. I want to go pick him up, you know. I want to go pick him up, but I don't know how or where I would put him at, you know.
Tinhorn says with the high number of cases at Willow Springs, she'd like to remove her son from the center. She's seeking medical advice from providers in Elko to find the safest options for her and her community. KUNR reached out to the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health for comment about this story. In an email, the state agency indicated they are currently investigating the outbreak at Willow Springs. A spokesperson for the agency says they are working closely with the facility to ensure the implementation of state and federal infection control measures. That includes the testing of all staff and children at the facility. In addition to Tinhorn's concerns, several staff members of Willow Springs voiced their own personal experiences about the recent spread of COVID-19 at the facility. They've requested that their names not be used because they fear job loss or retaliation. One staff member said she worked her shift on Friday evening after learning about the 35 cases. She helps supervise the kids and keeps them on a schedule. She said her family was worried about her after news broke out about the cases.
They know that I work with kids who are a sensitive population and that it's important to me to make sure that they don't feel like I've abandoned them. So my husband wanted me to quit. As soon as he knew about the COVID cases at work, he wanted me to quit. And I said, I don't feel I can do that.
Her last night working at the center ended up being that evening. When she asked for an adequate face mask to work in a unit with positive patients, she says she was escorted off the property by management.
If I don't get a mask, I can't go work that unit. And so she walked me out of the building.
She lives outside of Washoe County, but is currently self-quarantining at a hotel in Reno to protect her family. Since she worked in a unit with sick kids, she got a COVID-19 test and is awaiting results. She says she still has concerns about the spread of COVID-19 at Willow Springs.
I know that 2 staff members Friday night were working that had tested positive for COVID, and they were working on the floor. Management knew that they were positive for COVID, and they had them working on the floor with positive and not positive COVID cases.
And that's not all, she says.
I know for a fact that they have been offering incentive to employees to come in when they know that they're COVID positive but asymptomatic.
In an email, the CEO of Willow Springs, Andy Harrod, said the facility is offering incentives to employees who are willing to work since many staff members are refusing to come in. A spokesperson for Willow Springs could not confirm if the center is requiring employees who tested positive to self-isolate for 14 days prior to returning to work. Another staff member who spoke to KUNR works with the kids at Willow Springs, helping them when needed and reporting back to medical staff. She says she was tested at the facility last week for COVID-19, but before she received her results, she was asked to come into work.
made me feel scared and confused and not know what to do. Like they didn't care about my safety or any of the other employees' safety.
She says she too has heard that other employees who have tested positive are being offered extra pay for going back to work. But for her, she's worried about being exposed to the virus and then potentially spreading it to her family and to the community. That's why she's not ready to return.
I've just been told that if I do not go back to work, that I will be basically abandoning my job.
At this point, the employee says she's asked management at Willow Springs if she'll be allowed to use paid time off for those missed shifts, but it's unclear if she can do that or if she might lose her job. She's nervous about speaking out, but it's not just the staff she's thinking about.
For the kids, I'll do it. For the kids and the staff safety and for the family members.
In an email, a Willow Springs spokesperson said the center is taking various precautions and following federal and state recommendations. Some of those precautions include ending all patient visitations at this time, screening staff daily, and taking the temperature of patients twice daily. Ann Gray for KUNR News.
This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.